Third down coming up for Nouvelle, third and three, just under 2 minutes to play here in this first quarter, which has seemed to have gone on for quite a while here.
You got trips up to the left-hand side, empty backfield.
Wachowski back to throw, it's incomplete. Ball thrown low, and the receiver not much of a chance to catch it. So fourth down coming up for Nouvelle at midfield.
It looks like Nouvelle is going to bring the punting unit on.
Good time for a fake, perhaps?
Again, that's why I'm up here.
And we like having you up here. I don't care. We wouldn't want you anywhere else tonight.
Not that there's anywhere else you'd rather be tonight, right?
Oh, exactly.
On fourth down, the Panthers look like they're going to go for it here. Wachowski going to hand it off. Bennett Lewis on the carry will take it into Bearcat territory and pick up the first down.
Well, it looks like they made a fool out of me. I saw some changes coming in. I thought that was the punt team coming in. It wouldn't have been a bad place to punt, too, because I think you would have had the chance to pin ugly deep with the wind at your back with the punting unit there. But Nouvelle picking up the first down.
Clock will restart here. 1:35 to play. First quarter from Ubley. 12-7. The Bearcats with the lead.
Nouvelle goes back to that empty backfield.
They'll split two wide in each direction. Wachowski from the shotgun back to throw. Looking to the left side of the field. Pass completed. On the far side. That is Bennett Lewis, I believe. Augustine. Gabriel Augustine on the catch. For Nouvelle.
Looks like Nouvelle is trying to spread Ubley out, doing a rather successful job at it.
That was Ryan Sting on the reception. So much for relying on the public address announcer. So second down and three coming up for Nouvelle. Wachowski from the shotgun, rolling out to the left, just dumps it off over the middle. First down for Nouvelle. It's Ty Jacobs on the reception. And it looks like it is a first down for Nouvelle. They'll spot the football at the 36-yard line of Ubley with 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. Bearcats with a 12-7 lead. The winner of this game will face either Ravenna or Merrill. That game tomorrow afternoon. Wachowski going to pitch it back to Bennett.
Nice
and
play.
He is swallowed up by the Ubley defense. Near the 37-yard line, that'll be a loss of a couple yards on the play with 24 seconds left in this first quarter.
Curtis Booms came up there nicely. He wasn't going to let him outside on that corner.
And Ubley doing a good job keeping Bennett Lewis, keeping him slowed down. Not really having a chance to show off that great speed.
That'll be the end of the first quarter. The Bearcats with a 12-7 lead from Herb Field. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Here's a simple rule of the thumb from your Farm Bureau insurance agent. If you have loved ones, if you have people who will suffer financially if something should happen to you, then you need life insurance. Your Farm Bureau insurance agent will help you determine the right amount for you and your family. Even stay-at-home moms need life insurance because they provide so many vital services that would be expensive to replace. Call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Harbor Beach, at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 today for a confidential review of your insurance needs. Farm Bureau Insurance is serious about your security. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, making your future more predictable.
Hello, my name is Janine Schmidt. Please stop and see me at 2224 Main Street, Ubley, or call 989-658-8538. The KCN Insurance Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are Michigan Insurance Company.
Welcome back to Herb Field in Ubley. Start of the second quarter where the Bearcats have a 12-7 lead. Nouvelle with the football, second down and 11 on the Bearcat 37-yard line when we return to action. Nouvelle will split a receiver wide in each direction. Wachowski up under center. He'll drop back to throw. Looking to the left side of the field. A man wide open, but it's underthrown. And the ball carrier, or the receiver slipped. Ty Jacobs slipped. Had a chance to make the catch, but couldn't bring it in.
Well, the Ubley guy trying to cover him slipped, and then the receiver slipped. So I guess it all it all equals out.
Must have been a little bit of snow in that little area of the field right there.
That's right. I woke up this morning, I couldn't believe what I saw in my car, and on the ground was snow.
It's going to be a cold one tonight. That'll stop the clock here. First play in the second quarter. Third down and 11 for Nouvelle. Luchowski up under center. Two backs in the backfield and two receivers split wide. They'll hand it off and go right up the middle with it. It's going to be Mitchell Jackman, number 21, on the carry. He'll only pick up a couple yards on the play, so a big fourth down coming up for the Ubley defense.
Nicely played by the tackles of Ubley. Looked like they were slanting in, slanted right into the play. Good call by Coach Becker.
Fourth down and 9 coming up. Ball sitting on the Bearcat 35-yard line.
Looks like we got a timeout on the field.
Yes, we do. This one called by Nouvelle. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Welcome back to Herb Field. 12-7, the Bearcats with the lead. A 4th and 9 coming up for Nouvelle on the Bearcat 35-yard line. One receiver split wide in each direction. Luchowski up under center. They'll send a man in motion now. Luchowski back to throw. Penalty marker down on the play. Luchowski rolling out to the left under a little bit of pressure. Brings it back across the field. It's incomplete! And a second penalty marker comes in. Well, let's see what we have here.
I think we're going to have an illegal formation on Nouvelle on the first play, and then I think we're going to have a block in the back on that second one on Nouvelle. I think both penalties obviously be declined, unless the official saw something different there. I saw number 57, Kevin Wolgast.
Well, ineligible receiver downfield.
Looks like Wolgast got tied up with one of the Ubley defenders, but he was a little far downfield, too.
Well, the Bearcats get the football back at their own 35-yard line. So Nouvelle, credit the Bearcat defense, but Nouvelle also kind of shooting themselves in the foot here.
You're exactly right. They put it on the ground twice, and they've hit some passes, but then just like that one, a penalty, nothing you could do about that. The kids just got to step it up and start playing a little bit better.
Nouvelle, 6 home games, 3 road games, and they have yet to win a game on the road in this season. First and 10 for the Bearcats at their own 35-yard line.
There it is.
And the handoff goes to Brett Cleary. Cleary breaks free, and he's taken down at Nouvelle, in Nouvelle territory near the 44-yard line. A first down, plus about 7 more to boot.
Coach Sweeney's got Nouvelle defense thinking too much now. He loosened him up with that deep pass. And now he comes back with the middle trap, and it opens it right up.
He's got me thinking too much. I thought Drake had the football, and he was going to be tossed for a loss, but it was Cleary that broke free. Now we have another stoppage in play, and Nouvelle going to call a timeout again. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
The cool weather is here, and it's the perfect time to get to work on a new look for your home. Whatever project you want tackled, make sure you enlist the experts at D&M Cabinet Shop. D&M Cabinet Shop can handle it all. Gorgeous custom cabinets for your kitchen, illustrious countertops for your bathroom, or custom shelving for that messy closet you can't seem to keep under control. Call D&M Cabinet Shop today at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271. And remember, you can always visit D&M Cabinet Shop online at dnmcabinetshop.com or come on out to their shop located at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
From Herb Field in Ubley, the Bearcats with a 12-7 lead and a first down at the Nouvelle 44-yard line. Another update out of Deckerville. The Eagles have increased their lead over the Cougars of All Saints 21-0.
Phil Brown's got